Trend number 6, the SETI delusion. On August 7, 1996, President Bill Clinton spoke to reporters about a Martian meteor. Today, he said, Rock 84001 speaks to us across all those billions of years and millions of miles. It speaks of the possibility of life. If this discovery is confirmed, it will surely be one of the most stunning insights into our universe that science has ever uncovered. Its implications are as far-reaching and awe-inspiring as can be imagined. It took scientists several years to fully debunk claims of extraterrestrial fossils in that meteor. And even then, hardly anyone outside the astrobiology community ever became aware that the claims Clinton referred to did not stand up under rigorous analysis. Clearly, a dog-bites-man story never gets the coverage of a man-bites-dog story. So when NASA scientists claimed to have made a similar discovery in early 2011, we weren't too surprised that it received a good bit of press. However, this time, other NASA scientists moved quickly to point out that the meteor was likely contaminated after reaching Earth and that the peer review process was not adequate for this kind of claim. But as before, the sensational story received much more attention than the truth. History shows that regardless of how often these stories pop up and are debunked, there's a persistent belief that extraterrestrial life and even technologically sophisticated visitors from space actually exist. In fact, among much of the population, there is clear evidence of a hope bordering on religious faith that the universe is teeming with intelligent life. Many well-educated people, including Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, have donated hundreds of millions of dollars to help fund the search for this life through groups such as the SETI Institute. SETI stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Even larger sums are devoted to astrobiology research at universities and government labs around the world. But rather than hard science, these hopes and wishes are really just subjective speculations based on several broad assumptions, such as the universe is so vast, the chances are that other life forms must be out there. A variation on this type of belief is called the principle of mediocrity. This hypothesis assumes the following. Earth is a typical planet, in a typical solar system, in an unexceptional region of a common galaxy. And therefore, since Earth has complex life, the universe must be teeming with complex life. In 1960, Dr. Frank Drake devised what has become known as the Drake Equation in an attempt to quantify the number of civilizations in our galaxy with which communication might be possible. Many of the components in his equation, however, were mere assumptions. For example, he plugged in the average number of planets that can potentially support life per star, and the fraction of these planets that actually go on to develop intelligent life. Because so many of his components were simply guesses, any result the equation generated was rather meaningless. But Carl Sagan and others, influenced by Drake, simply concluded that alien contact was virtually certain. However, physicist Enrico Fermi, who invented the first nuclear reactor, had already made an astute observation about this principle back in 1950. If the galaxy is so abundant with life, he wondered, why is there no evidence for, nor have we made contact with, any other civilizations? This question became known as the Fermi paradox. Today's growing body of data about our planet appears to answer Fermi's question. It would appear that Earth is not so mediocre after all. In fact, it is exceedingly rare, and therefore life is not at all abundant in the galaxy. As more and more data refute the assumption that the Earth is typical, the principle of mediocrity is unraveling, along with the chances that we'll ever encounter intelligent extraterrestrials. In place of the principle of mediocrity, another model is emerging, one that is backed up by a growing mountain of data. It's called the Rare Earth Hypothesis. This hypothesis argues that the emergence of life on Earth required a huge number of delicately balanced and sequenced components and circumstances on Earth and in the nearby universe. And because of this complex mix of needed components and circumstances, the rare earth hypothesis reaches a conclusion that is the opposite of the principle of mediocrity, that the earth is exceedingly rare, to the point that it is improbable that another planet exists anywhere in the universe that can sustain life. This conclusion merits consideration, because it is based not on subjective feelings or preferences and guesses, but on an objective analysis of data from our growing understanding of our galaxy and the laws of physics. The rare earth hypothesis was originally quantified in the book Rare Earth by Donald Brownlee and Peter Ward, published in 2000. In his 2008 work titled Why the Universe Is the Way It Is, cosmologist Hugh Ross, formerly at Caltech, shows the fine-tuning needed for life. Ross later updated and verified these numbers in his definitive and comprehensive 2009 work, More Than a Theory. For the simplest bacterium to exist, Ross suggests there are 501 different cosmic features that must align in perfect balance. And for intelligent life, comparable to humans, there are 816 different known parameters. Some of these are intuitive, such as needing just the right level of gravity, distance from a star, and roundness of orbit. But many of them are obscure. Yet according to the latest research, they are indispensable. For example, if there are too few gamma-ray bursts near where a solar system forms, there will not be enough production of copper, scandium, titanium, and zinc. But if there are too many gamma-ray bursts, there will be too many mass extinction events. Ross estimated the probability of occurrence for each of the 816 features needed for human life, based on the best published research available. He then combined them into an equation that took into account the degree to which the many variables are interdependent. This enabled him to calculate the combined probability of all these required features occurring in the right balance on a planet other than Earth. The chances of the occurrence of all 816 parameters required to sustain technologically advanced civilizations, like the one sought by Project SETI, for at least 10,000 years, is one chance in 10 to the 1,054th power. Most experts agree there is a maximum of just 10 to the 22nd power possible life-supporting planets and moons in the observable universe. Therefore, without supernatural intervention, there is less than one chance in 10 to the 1,032nd power that even one planet capable of supporting life would exist anywhere in the observable universe based on established scientific principles. That's a 1 with 1,032 zeros after it. These numbers, which Ross drew from the most respected scientific journals, explain it all. You have a better chance of winning the California lottery 140 consecutive times, where you purchase just one ticket each time, than of getting a human life-supporting planet or moon via naturalistic means. And, so far, this conclusion has been borne out by research. Of the hundreds of planets discovered outside our solar system, none of them satisfies more than a tiny fraction of the requirements needed for supporting even the simplest life form for at least 30 days. Even the search for a suitable life-supporting star analogous to our sun is coming up short. In 2006, Peruvian astronomer Jorge Melendez reported, despite the observational effort carried out in the last few decades, no perfect solar twin has been found. And some of these facts are acknowledged even by those pursuing the quest. On its website, the SETI Institute acknowledges the lack of evidence for alien life, saying at this time there is no compelling scientific evidence to support the idea that extraterrestrials are here or on their way. Given all the parameters that must be in place to sustain even simple life forms, it's becoming clear that the size of the universe does not demand that other planets with intelligent life must exist. On the contrary, as we look deeper and more clearly into space, the opposite conclusion is being reached. New discoveries are making the probability of encountering new life forms less likely with each passing day. And consequently, the search for extraterrestrial intelligent life is looking more like a nice hobby, like golf or watching football, and less like finding a cure for cancer. Similarly, the worlds of Star Trek and Avatar appear to be at least as far removed from hard science as the Chronicles of Narnia or the Lord of the Rings. Speculation aside, the hard evidence says our solar system, our sun, and our Earth are unique, and so are we. Given this trend, we offer the following four forecasts for your consideration. First, mainstream media will not stop trumpeting half-baked discoveries as proof of extraterrestrial life, like the recent incident of the NASA scientist who claimed the discovery of fossilized microbes in a meteor. Other, perhaps more intriguing stories will surface. There will be a lot of excitement, but when it all dies down, it will be quietly refuted and we'll wait for the next big discovery. Second, a large subset of the population will not be persuaded of the futility of SETI, regardless of the hard evidence. First of all, it's impossible to prove a negative. But more significantly, most people are looking for something that is bigger than their existence, something that explains life. Many turn to God for answers. Others look to work and success to define their lives. For those who strongly believe in extraterrestrials, it may be their way of trying to make sense of this world. They are somehow comforted by the thought that there is a bigger force out there seeking to reach out and connect with us. Third, as technology enables astronomers to see distant solar systems and galaxies more clearly, the uniqueness of our planet will also become clearer. Taking all the components that must be just right for a planet like Earth to exist, and calculating the odds of such a planet's existence, shows that even with all the galaxies in the universe, there are not enough to make it mathematically probable that another planet like Earth exists. As more and more planets are detected, with none of them coming close to meeting even a small fraction of the parameters needed, this conclusion will be strengthened. And fourth, even if intelligent life does exist somewhere, we'll never make contact with it. The problem is in traveling and communicating over the great distances that would be necessary. Consider the fact that a television signal traveling at the speed of light would take 230 years to reach some of these solar systems. And despite some speculation by physicists, there is nothing to indicate that we'll actually be able to ever move a spacecraft at the speed of light or faster. For many reasons, ranging from insufficient energy to the dangers of moving so fast through space, travel at near the speed of light will remain essentially impossible. An upper speed limit of around 7 million miles an hour, which is roughly 1% the speed of light, is more feasible. However, at that speed, it would take roughly 23,000 years to make that same trip. So far, no solar systems closer than 230 light years away indicate any promise of life. And the further we look out, the more impossible it becomes for us to travel there, or for aliens to travel here. Yes, for all practical purposes, we are alone.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.